Hi, I'm Jim Hale, pastor of the Saratoga Chapel in Ballston Lake, New York. I'm your pastor for today. There is somebody in your church that doesn't like you. There is someone who may have strong feelings, like, I really don't like you. They may even hate you. And it's possible that you might have feelings like that for people in your church, strong dislike, maybe so strong that you say, I hate them. People who are critical, people who you don't trust, somebody you worked on a committee with, and you say, you know, they don't really care about me or anybody else. They are so profoundly selfish. When you get into church on a Sunday morning, you avoid eye contact. You don't want them to sit next to you. And maybe you even had a political conversation with them. And as you listened to them talk, you just got so angry. You said, ah, it's like they're my enemy. And maybe there are people outside the church that you have the same feelings for, people who you've talked with who have made you so upset because everything that they stand for is against who you are and against your values as a Christian. And you walked away and you said, I hate that person. He or she is my enemy. So how do you obey Jesus when Jesus says, love your enemies? How do you do it if that's the way you feel? Jesus told a story about a man who was able to do that. And he did it because he changed the way that he looked at his enemies. Samaritans hated Jewish people. Jewish people hated Samaritans. And when the Samaritan saw in the story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 10, a Jewish person who had been beat up, who was bruised, who was bloody, perhaps bones were broken, who was suffering, he looked at him. And he entered into his suffering. He experienced something of the pain that that Jewish person was going through, and he wanted to do something. And what did he do? He wanted to bring healing. He wanted to alleviate suffering. He wanted that person to be made whole and well. How do you change your feelings towards enemies? You see that they are people who have suffered and are suffering. You might not be able at this moment to see what their suffering is about, but they have suffered. And when people who are lost are suffering and suffer now, there is a future suffering. And when you as a Christian begin to recognize that in their lostness, these people will experience hell, it makes you want to do something. Jesus told us what to do. He says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who persecute you. If that becomes the way we think, feel, and operate, what would it do to the life inside of our churches, our relationships? What would it do in our community? What would it do in our country if Christians began to do what Jesus said